Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Trying my hardest tonight. I'm going to be as real sounding as I can. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. Best in Show Radio, exclusively on TPS Radio. Radio, I could talk, every Sunday. It's a magical time. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some conversations today. Check out the website, bestinshowradio.com, tpsradio.net. All that magical stuff that we do here every week that we talk about. My name's Chris, and without further ado, best part about it is that you wipe your eyes as the music happened there.
It's okay to be overwhelmed by emotion, isn't it?
It's only forever, bro. Of course. Welcome to Best in Show. You know, I like that, but we got to smooth that out a little bit better. I'm a big fan of 100K's new intro. My name's Chris. His name's 100K.
My name's Keith.
Wait, what?
My name's Keith.
This is a shocking revelation. So I just introduced 100K, and 100K is not even here today. For those of you who don't know, we've been doing this internet radio bit for a little while now as Best in Show. We used to have another show in the past. And for some reason, when we were first planning on doing this, like, you know, a little over a year ago, Keith, wow, that's so awkward to say now, even though that's what I call him in everyday life, Keith said, you know, it's so funny, that it's such a funny shtick. For the most part, like the way that people have these corny, ridiculous on-air names. I have to have one of those ridiculous, corny on-air
names.
That's
not what happened.
As a joke. What?
We were talking about corny names, but then you brought up... We were trying to get together an extra computer to bring to our old studio. And I said, I have an old one that my aunt gave me underneath my stairs, but it's really old. It's a little bit better than a Commodore 64K, and you said it's 100K, it's a 100K, I said, wow, that's going to be my name on the show from now on.
Okay, understood. I'm not saying that that's where you invented the name from, that we said, hey, you got to come up with a name, and you came up with one, but once that 100K came in, the reason why you assumed 100K...
Yeah, so then on our first, like, trial show, I just thought it would be funny to use that, and then I didn't want to stop using it. But I really, I hate Frankie and the Lobster.
it's usually, there's actually a David Cross comedy bit that it's always some sort of crazy person and an animal. is his thing. It's I got to find that bit. I actually have that someplace on the computer. But so it's always like, you know, the Maniac and Hawkman, you know. So 100K on this special day. His 100K gone officially. He's dead. He's over and done with. I'll never have to mention that name again.
I don't know why you hate that name.
No, I'm just trying
why do you
to understand.
Hate my name?
Wait, Keith or 100K? I'm confused. Welcome to Best in Show.
I just don't want to go by that name today.
Just today. No problem. BestinShowRadio.com. Check out our website. Also, check out our station's website, tpsradio.net, where you can join us in the chat room, along with some of our pals that have come to the table. We've got some new people that have been coming in and out today. Gentlemen from the Shift, new show here, or relatively new show here on TPS Radio. What else do I want to tell you about? Oh, if you want to call us on the hotline, 888-985-0555. Or instant message me at Best in Show Chris. And I don't know if 100K... See, I'm so used to saying it. I don't know if Keith is on as Best in Show 100K or Best in Show Chris. I'm totally confused and disheveled. I quit the show officially right now.
It doesn't matter either way because I don't have AIM on this computer.
Okay, so then you're only going to get me, Best in Show Chris, on the instant message if you so choose. If that's what you want to do. In addition to being disheveled and not being able to talk this morning, there's a little bit of a problem with our studio. If you listen to last week's show via the download or the podcast, which are available at our website, or live last week, you knew that we were complaining about how hot the room was. I was going to move the furniture around so the air conditioning vents were a little bit cooler in the room and everything would be perfect. I've moved the entire room. Everything is totally, you know, everything is shifted over. I am in a position that's physically uncomfortable for me. Keith and 100K both are in a position that's physically uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're crowded.
For them.
We're crammed in here, yeah, behind this thing.
Right, exactly. The two of you. And the air conditioning vents are not blocked, and it's still hot in this room. So basically, all my efforts are for naught. And I just thought I'd mention that and let you guys know.
It built character, though, I bet.
Oh, it will build character through the show today as it goes. So as a result, I'm out of my game.
It built another character for you to remember the name of.
Very nice. I'm out of my game today. I'm going to need a little help from you. I'm looking to you, to both of you, Keith and 100K. I'm going to need a little assistance. I'm going to need one of you guys to have a 3-home run day today. You're looking blankly at me. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Damian Easley, third base and second baseman for the Arizona D-backs yesterday. 3 home runs.
Wow, really?
In game 2 of the doubleheader against the Braves.
I was actually trying to follow that game, too. I was really aggravated because it was 10-2 Arizona, and they were playing the Braves. So as a Met fan, obviously, I wanted the Braves to lose. But it was 10-2 Arizona in the 7th inning, and then I see it's 10-9 Arizona in the 7th inning.
Well,
I didn't pay attention to what happened, actually, in the game.
Yeah, I believe amongst his home runs was the game winner as well. But three home runs, one single. We have five at-bats, 3 home runs, one single. That was Damian Easley.
He made it look easily.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. I just thought that was, you know, it was just a pretty neat, noteworthy thing to talk about. Like, how many people have actually done that? You know, 3 home runs in a day, other than him and Reggie Jackson. Well, I guess Reggie Jackson.
Probably. In one game?
Yeah.
Oh, it's happened a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Thousands of times?
The last one I remember was opening day last year. Dimitri Young, who probably has about 15 home runs in his whole career, hit 3 in 1 day
the
Tigers.
I think Damian Easley now has like 7 on the year. 7 or 17 on the year. I don't even remember off the top of my head.
I think Albert Pujols did it. Not this year, but I think I remember him doing it last year, I believe.
Well, color me embarrassed because I have no idea. To me, 3 home runs in a game seems like a pretty monumentous task.
It's a big deal. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it probably only happens maybe, like, probably doesn't even happen every year, to be honest. But.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's, like, thousands of times that it's happened. Maybe, you know, maybe 100 times in all history.
But it's happened probably more than perfect games.
Who pitched the first perfect game? Here's your quiz question for the day. Keith or 100K? I'm asking you both.
All right, hold on.
Let me, you guys talking. Wait, should I put on some game show music so you could,
Yeah.
I don't even have the game show music ready because I wasn't planning on doing a game show tonight. This is now the game show music while
Chris?
I'm looking for it. Hey, oh, I'm sorry, do you have the answer?
Yeah, no, I have a question. Can I use the internet to find the answer?
No.
Just an ass.
I mean, oh, you should have just did it, huh? All right, bro, seriously. Who pitched the first perfect game?
Cy Young.
In baseball history.
Cy Young.
Now that you got the answer, I got the game show music. You're correct, sir. You listen to Best in Show, where we randomly ask each other questions for no apparent reason.
You know who pitched the last one?
Who pitched the last perfect game?
I believe it was number 19 ever.
Is that really all?
Yeah, it hasn't been that many.
If
you'd like a little hint, the last two... Okay.
Would it have been the big unit?
Now I don't know. Now I'm thinking maybe it was. You know what? You're absolutely right. I was going back to the two previous to it.
Which was?
David Cone.
David Cone and David Wells
the year before that. Yeah. I forgot Randy Johnson.
Yeah, Randy Johnson got like 2 years ago. Okay. Quizzes. Unplanned quizzes looking ridiculous at each other. Best in Show. bestinshowradio.com. Other sports.
And the Brewers still are a major league team.
Other interesting sports news. You know, the NBA finals are now officially set as of last night. The Dallas Mavericks finally beat the Phoenix Suns and finally make it to the finals for the first time in their 26-year history.
They finally got that monkey off their back.
Well, you know what, dude?
That's Phoenix curse.
No, it's not so much Phoenix, but for the past, like, you know, 5 years, I'd say, give or take, the Mavericks have been getting a lot of, like, wow, they're great, they score a lot of points, they have no defense, they never get that far into the playoffs, and they're finally in the finals, all pun intended. But, yeah, they're Avery Johnson, former San Antonio Spur, in his first year as their coach, his coach of the year. He gets them to the finals, getting a little D in it, and now all the... getting a little D in it. And basically now all the... at the risk of sounding like a jerk right now, all the white guys who were really paying attention to see which of their favorites was getting to the final, they paid more attention to any game since Larry Bird has been in the NBA. Last night, Dirk Nowitzki beat Steve Nash, and Dirk Nowitzki is now in the finals.
According to Carmelo Anthony, more black kids have a Dirk Nowitzki jersey than his own.
Well, Dirk Nowitzki's great. They should.
It's just a little fact I was throwing out
there. A little factoid. If you will. Yes.
I'm sure Carmelo Anthony did a lot of research on it.
Well, I bet that would be easy for him to get those sales information and all that. Who knows? But so the Dallas Mavericks are going to be playing the Miami Heat, who are there for the first time in their 17-year history. And just in my mind, it makes me feel happy to think that Shaq made it to a finals without Kobe before Kobe made it to a finals without him. And I just I think that's awesome. They beat the Pistons.
That's a soap opera that I have absolutely no interest in. That's basically a sport I have absolutely no interest in at this point in my life.
I'm not a basketball fan. You know, I haven't been a basketball fan since since like Malone and Stockton were against the Bulls, like, you know, 7 years ago. That was probably the last time that I was really into the basketball.
As a matter of fact, I found out yesterday that apparently, a couple days ago, Ben Wallace. The reason he's so great is he's a great defensive player.
Yes, he's a great defensive player.
And he averages like 3 points,
three points a game.
And I believe he shoots 6% from the free throw line.
But he grabs it's like Rodman that he grabs every rebound and he blocks shots like a maniac. That's why.
And apparently he has a big mouth and blames everybody but himself when the Pistons go to hell.
So he's going to be doing that. Actually, not today because it was the Suns yesterday. But he was doing that a couple days ago with his big afro. And he has a really, really big afro and he wears a headband, which is attractive.
Did they really go like to hell though, or did they like
really go to hell?
Because
what are you talking about?
I said right before that he blames everybody when the Pistons go to hell.
Oh no, they lost.
They completely fell apart, right? Started blaming each other and
I gotta be
fighting 100... amongst themselves.
I'd be lying if I told you I knew, but I will lie. Yeah, they fell apart. There was a lot of yelling, a lot of quibbling, yelling at each other. Which is the word? Quibbling, right? Or quabble. Neither one of those are a word, are they?
I don't think so. Quibbling, yeah. Quabbling definitely isn't a word.
I just turned...
Quabbling sounds like you're making horseshoes or something.
Why? No, that's a cobbler. Actually, no, that's a regular shoemaker, a human shoemaker. But, yeah, no, I just had quibble and quarrel turn into one word together, so it was quabble.
No, that's quarble.
I love getting some champagne during the show. Delicious. But, yeah, so that's that. So, yes.
What?
Corbel? It's a brand of champagne. It was didn't work. I tried.
I'm sorry I ruined it.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny up until you did that. I'm a little awkward right now. Things are a little confused. Hold on. Oh, God. I just dropped my pen. And you were silent while I picked it up. Does something not feel right today?
Yeah, it's sweltering hot in here. And although I think I do like the setup, though.
Do you want to change the show? You want to restart the show, get a do-over, and get it going again? Or we don't think that's necessary?
I don't know that it's necessary yet.
Okay. But keep it loaded just in case.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm. For those of you following the story, Barbaro, my Triple Crown winner. Actually, if for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, let me just play you a couple weeks back, just a few short weeks ago. Yesterday, if you don't know, was the Derby, Kentucky Derby. Barbaro won it. And I'm going to say on the record right now, you heard it here first. Barbaro, Triple Crown winner. Watch it happen. Watch it happen. Called it out. Yeah, so those of you who don't know, Barbaro, in his attempt to win the second leg of the Kentucky Derby, broke his leg, had all sorts of problems, was supposed to be getting killed. And according to the doctor's reports this week, he's doing quite well and advancing nicely. Just thought I'd throw that out there because I'm happy to know that I thought I was a harbinger of death when I said that this guy was going to win this guy. Hey, guy, what's going on? When I said this guy was going to win the Kentucky Derby and then like they thought he was going to get killed a couple weeks later.
It's funny. I mean, I'm happy for him, obviously, but I read an article this week and a guy was saying how hypocritical everyone became and like, you know, championing the keeping alive of
the horse stuff
of Barbaro when like some ridiculous amount of horses are put down constantly because they break their legs in races. Horses nobody cares about.
Precisely the point. Horses nobody cares about. You're talking about a world champion. You're talking about the Kentucky Derby winner. I'm starting to feel really bad. Our buddy Vanessa is in the chat room right now complaining. She's having all sorts of issues getting into the chat and being able to see things. Our computer's just not working for her. That was my update to tell people what one of our listeners is having computer problems. But I feel bad. She's
the broken computer listener of the week.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, she's a buddy of ours and she checks out the show on a fairly regular basis. And I feel bad that she's.
But is it her computer or is it?
I think it's just the computer because everybody else seems to be fine. People are seem to be checking us out.
Well, our precious voices are the most important thing, not really the chat room necessarily.
That was me.
All three of us.
All three of our voices. Wanted to mention, last week's show got all crazy and we were talking about a lot of stuff. And I never got to talking about one of the stories that I wanted to get to last week. And before it gets totally outdated, it makes absolutely no sense. I actually wanted to bring up a story about Lincoln Hall. You know who Lincoln Hall is?
You asked me that last time. I think that's that band.
Wow, did
two guys rapping.
Did we ever get through the story about Mount Everest last week?
Yeah, we talked about it for a while.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you said you hate mountain climbing and how stupid it is, and we discussed how you can go to the like the sports.
Dude, I am totally freaked out.
Zone kind of places and climb the wall.
I am totally freaked out right now that I do not remember having this conversation last week at all. I'm looking on my list from last week of notes that I take and things that I cross off when we're done talking about them. I never crossed that one off. So in my mind, I thought we never talked about it. I thought it was just something I thought in my head. Professionalism at its
best.
So
the Detroit Pistons aren't the only ones who've gone to hell.
I've gone to hell, apparently. All right, let me throw this out. Hit. Trash. Done talking about that subject from last week. Things don't seem right. Things feel a little awkward.
No, I'm just kidding. We didn't talk about it.
Oh, wait, let me go pick a paper up. Stuff. Things. Bear with me as I put on some hot tunes. You know this jam, right?
No.
Bro, this is your favorite hip hop sensation, the Young Bloods.
Top,
J-Bo and Sean Paul of the group Young Bloods arrested 2 days ago on drugs and weapons charges.
No.
You, I mean, listen to these guys. Could you believe that they actually had an issue?
Have any like rap or hip hop artists ever been arrested before? Can you do some research on that?
Wait, let me check right now. No, they're the first ones.
Wow.
Yeah, I just it was just an excuse to throw that song up for no apparent reason because when I
they totally just tagged our podcast explicit this week. By the way,
there were some explicit words in there. I didn't even notice.
I think they were naughty words,
filthy ones. But basically when I read the story last night. When I heard about it, I just downloaded the song just to hear what they sound like. And, you know, just to know who they were. And I wanted the excuse to actually play that on the air. As far as the story itself is concerned, I have one comment on it.
Sean Paul, is that the... wasn't he like a reggae guy?
No, I don't think it's that Sean Paul. I think it's a different guy. It could be, though.
Is either one of those guys the guy with the clothing line?
No, that's Sean...
Oh, that's not Sean Paul.
Sean John, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually isn't that Puffy Combs and
P Diddy actually
and John, whoever John is.
I'm a big fan of him. As long as we're talking about big music stories, you know about your boy Chris Daugherty, right? Your favorite American Idol, not Moose McGee. Your favorite American Idol, Chris Daugherty.
I think his name's Daughtry.
Well, I'm calling him Chris Daugherty because I never watched American Idol.
I was about to correct you and say, no, the guy's name's Pete Daugherty.
He got arrested, so Vito wins. Well, Chris Daugherty apparently, Chris Daughtry. Daughtry, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
But really, like it's so unbelievable. Well, apparently the band Fuel offered him a job, and he apparently turned them down.
Well, they offered him a job while the show was still on. I heard that like a month ago.
Well, he officially turned them down. And my comments on that story are, sorry.
Just he's joining the Youngbloods instead?
Yes, I wish he would.
There was a band called the Youngbloods.
Yeah, you know, are you familiar with them? They have that song, it goes like this.
Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Yeah, that was the same band name, though. So these guys should be the Youngbloods UK.
Well, these are the Youngbloods.
The Youngbloods AK.
These are the Youngbloods with a Z, though.
Oh,
so you know right. That they're hardcore.
Oh, so this is Youngbloods.
Actually, I think they're just Youngbloods with a Z.
Actually, I think that other band was Youngbloods with an S.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no here. it's only...
You haven't been listening to what I've been listening to.
It's just the Zzzz. But, yeah, so the Youngbloods, they're really good. And Chris Daughtry is not Chris Daugherty. Other notes to make for today. You're listening to Best
Do you have any
Joe?
Stories about anyone having the oxygen baked out of their brains? Because I could appreciate that right now.
You really feel that hot in here?
I feel hot and uncomfortable. And I feel like we're lagging through the last hour of a 47-hour marathon in an oven.
And it's 20 minutes into the show. This is where you're at now. You're exhausted and spent. in all honesty, I'm kind of, you know, do you need a drink? Do you need a drink to maybe refresh yourself, feel a little bit better?
Well, I have my Sobe sugar-free.
I mean, I can get you some water if you want something to drink.
I'll have some water.
For those of you who don't know, my whole big thing that I was going to do this week was going to bring up the fact that 100K, the K stands for no, because he knows everything, and he knows water specifically. If you listen to last week's show, he was talking about how he could, without error, pick out the flavor of any water ever. I love how I just totally changed everything from what really happened. When I walked out of the room, I think Vito asked...
Didn't I kick you after I said that?
No, you stabbed me and set my house ablaze. But... yeah,
it's still burning, apparently.
Yeah, I've got sweltering. But no, apparently when I stepped out of the room last week at one point, Vito and 100K were talking, nice, Veal Chop in the chat room saying you need a gauntlet to feel better. You guys started talking about bottled water for some reason, and it came up that you like the flavors of some water versus the flavors of other waters. And today, I want to put that to the test.
Maybe I'll grab the gauntlet you just threw down then.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'm going to step outside of the room, and you could, you know, profess to all our listeners how much you love water while I go get your water.
Profess to all the listeners how much I love water. Yeah, basically what happened last week is I was drinking a Poland Spring, and I was commenting on how much the Poland Spring tastes better than any other water. Then I had a bottle of Dasani that I had bought on the way, and the Poland Spring I had had for a while, so it was warm, and the Dasani was like ice cold, so I told Vito I could probably tell the difference between the two, because one is warm and one is cold. And that was the big challenge.
Could probably tell it, or did you actually say, dude, I am perfect at this, I know water.
It was something along those lines. So anyway, apparently Chris just brought in 4 cups of water, and he's going to bring in water. Water, that's water to anyone that didn't grow up with a horrendous accent. And apparently he's issuing me a challenge now.
Yes, I am. I don't know if that you got heard that on the radio.
I don't think they did.
I scream from the other side of the room. Yes, I am. Pretty basically, I think that there should be a taste test of some sort involved in every single show. Whether it's a taste test to like see if you can figure out what something is, or just like a, hey, do you like this flavor taste test? So here's what you got. I got 5 cups of water labeled A through E sitting in front of Keith and 100K. And I'd like one of you to commit to do all 5 and don't split between the two of you, and take a couple of tastes and see what we got. Describe what you taste. Tell me what you feel. Tell me what you got. Grab a
cup. Want me to taste them all first, or do you want me to try to identify them as I pick up each one?
It doesn't make a difference to me. You can do it however you're more comfortable. Let me grab the piece of paper that actually says which one is which.
It should be easy since all bottled water is coming from the same place anyway.
So give me what you got. But you could tell the difference. How they all come from the same place then? Just grab it. Yeah, there should be a post-it on every one with a card on it.
Well, I was looking for A.
Oh, you're actually starting it order. Look at you, like a professional. Hold on. Let me get a piece of paper. What do you got here?
Mm.
Describe what you got with A.
Mm? It's got a nice cold flavor.
Cold. They should all have the same cold flavor. They've all been in the refrigerator for over 30 minutes, since you should taste exactly the same temperature-wise.
Got a watery texture.
Nice.
This one's definitely water.
All right, that's accurate. You actually have A right. It is water. Don't finish it unless you know.
I'm really thirsty.
So grab another one. I want you to be able to try and tell me which ones you like better. I guess is what it comes down to. Because I don't think you're going to be able to identify the waters. I don't think you can identify the waters.
Warm.
Oh, that one's warm, really. That's unfortunate. He's on cup.
Strange taste.
He's on cup B right now.
This one almost actually has a taste. Like a soapy taste.
A soapy taste?
Not like this actual soap, but like a little tingling.
That's horrifying. Hold on, I'm just making notes on what you're telling me. So this one was soap. The first one tasted cold. You're on C right now?
Wow, this one's ice cold.
C is ice cold. So that's coldest, or I'll just say ice cold. What's cooler than cold? Ice cold. Actually, what's cooler than cool, isn't it? I don't even know.
This is Poland Spring.
C is Poland Spring, is what you're saying?
I can tell it's delicious, but let me keep going.
Okay.
Maybe that taste was left over from the adrenaline rush energy drink I was having.
The soap taste?
Yeah.
It could be. Could be. D? Put that D in your mouth and tell me what you got.
Warm.
Warm, really?
Did you get any of these from the one I brought? Or did you have your own Poland Spring? Because the one I brought would have been warmer. But I think it's right there still.
I'm not going to tell you where I got anything from. Because
this is tap water anyway, D.
D is tap water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And E? Got 100K and Keith tasting water.
You want some?
And me being quiet while listening to them, the two of them gulp this. E.
Later on, we're going to read.
Awesome. I'm going to do a crossword puzzle while you read.
I'm going to take a nap, actually.
On Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Don't let the name fool you.
I'm almost torn now between thinking that E might be Poland Spring.
Interesting.
C and E are by far the best.
C and E are by far the best. Okay.
A was good. It had a bit of a funny taste.
Uh-huh.
Was A the one with the funny taste? Or B was warm.
B was the one you said was warm and soapy.
You know what? I'm going to revisit
A. I tend to think that a lot of the problem here is the temperature. You said the same thing last week, that you preferred a cold Dasani to a warm Poland Spring. I think the temperature is the issue. The fact that you got two of them in there that aren't so cold is the problem. He's gulping. He's randomly doing. He's looking rather handsome in his New York Mets shirt, sipping water. So I should be taking pictures of this.
By the way, Pride wraps up today in New York City. Gay Pride 2006.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't understand, you know, I don't want to interrupt the water contest with this, but how does gay pride end? Like, tomorrow there's gay bashing everywhere? Like, I don't understand.
I thought you meant, why did I bring it up?
Well, gay pride should be the same thing.
Everyone could go back to being ashamed tomorrow. But thank God. By the way, in the closet.
Deja in the chat room, I bet they're all the same water. Interesting concept. But they're all different temperatures. No, they're not the same water. I wouldn't do
that.
That's
one of them people that's trying to say Lost is a reality show.
It is, isn't it? So what do you got, 100K? So you're going to say, could you put them in what you rank as best?
I don't like A.
You don't like A?
Which means that's probably the one I claim to like the best.
Okay, so what do you rank them in order from D to E, from D to E, from A to E in order?
I have to do one quick test.
By the way, Deja is also letting you know that Pride 2006 ends on June 26th. Not today.
Oh, okay. Well, New York One said it wraps up today.
New York One.
There's some kind of weekend going on.
New York One are jerks, and where bigger jerks are spreading their lies. Or Deja is a liar, too.
I like...
Look at this. I love it. I love the passion that he's really taking us. I love that you're the taste
tester. I like C the best.
C is your favorite water.
Mm-hmm. I like E second. I like B third. I like A fourth. And D is tap water.
For those of you keeping track at home, we had number one for 100K. His favorite water, just like he claimed, Poland Spring. Which was cup
wow,
C.
You're so angry right now.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not at all.
You have the same look you had when I identified the cheese.
When you identified the cheese, yeah. It really pissed me off, but that's fine. No. So you are correct with that. It was 100% correct. Number two, cup number E. That would be Classic Selections Spring Water. Just a no-name brand nice. Spring water that I grabbed out of the 7-Eleven while we were on the way here.
There's something called La Nature that Pathmark sells while they water or something. It's pretty good, too.
Okay. Here's where the shocking starts. Although I thought that was the beginning of the shocking. Number three, Cup B. The soapy warm one, as you called it. Maybe soapy and warm for a reason, because that's my pipes. That's plain tap water. Your third favorite drink, plain tap water. Number four, Dasani. That was cup A. And number five, water going from my tap through a filtering system.
So the one that was filtered tap water, I thought was
you
tap
called
water.
Was regulation tap. So there you go. So so of all the waters, the grossest tasting filtered tap water, according to 100K. But, you know, you are sticking... I mean, you are accurate. You should keep drinking Poland Spring. It is your favorite water, and Dasani is gross.
Yeah, I don't like Dasani.
And you should be checking out... you should obviously be checking out that classic selection from 7-Eleven. Seems like a delicious water, which basically probably means somebody... They found, like, half-empty Poland Springs and poured them in a bottle and put them in the refrigerator. Delicious.
Now I'm nauseous from too much water.
You apparently can get high if you drink too much water. You know,
really?
You could OD on like hydrogen, I guess. Hydrogen? Yeah, well, it wouldn't be oxygen. Actually, no, you can't overdose on oxygen, too. I actually have an oxygen tank in the next room if you want to really start partying. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our website. Get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show. Chris, you can call us on the hotline if you so choose, 888-985-0555. Or join us in the chat room, which is the best thing for you to do. Get involved, see everybody, hang out. A little part time. Sorry, I got a little gassy there. I do that every week and let you guys know that I'm gassy. I just want to make sure. Yeah, Vanessa is totally... First of all, Vanessa pointed out that she loves the accusatory tone that I use while I'm talking about it. But more importantly, your third favorite water is plain Staten Island tap water that you declared being the worst water in the world last week. I think you said you'd rather drink sewage than Staten Island tap. Wait, they're the same thing.
That doesn't...
You like it better than Dasani.
That just means that Dasani is horrible and you need to change the filter on your...
Oh, God, my filter definitely does need to be cleaned. But that's that was good.
So I was right about B and E being warm.
B and D were both tap water. That's why I was like, damn, I didn't leave them in the refrigerator long enough because they both came off the tap. That's why.
Wait, you said Dasani was fourth.
Yeah, D was the cup.
Oh. Wow.
Four and D are not the same thing. One's a number, one's a letter. Oh, boy.
But they hold the same water.
We were talking about it a couple minutes ago. Deja actually also mentioning now that she'll be on Christopher Street on the 25th if you want to meet her as part of Pride.
How much are tickets?
As long as we're talking about Pride, you heard the announcement this week from DC Comics that Batwoman is coming back, and she's a lesbian. Hear anything about that?
I heard something about it.
Yeah, Kathy Kane, the socialite who fights crime, is apparently going to be full-on, out-of-the-closet, lipstick lesbian in the comic series. Don't know how that applies so much to a comic series. Don't know why that would be interesting. To be quite honest, like as being a comic book fan when I was a kid, I never was... really all that interested in the love lives of my favorite heroes or favorite characters. Sorry, I'm just reading the chat room at the same time. Got a little distracted.
Oh, it's the reading portion of the show?
Yeah, let me grab my book. No, so apparently, I mean, like, you know, I don't know that it's that big a deal. I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's great that they're, you know, that they're willing to be, you know, that she could be out. Great that a fake character can come out of the closet and not be afraid. But is it really that big a deal? Like, is it such a big theme for your comics to know who people are doing anything with, you know?
Well, is that the driving force behind it, or is that just like a side thing and that's what people are making a big deal about?
I got to be honest with you. I don't read comic books anymore, so I don't know if that's what the big thing is or if it's just what people are making a big deal about. Chances are it's probably just what people are making a big deal about. Brokeback was actually probably a cowboy movie, and we probably missed all that because everyone just pointed out the gay
Well,
star.
I mean, I pointed out a while ago that what was the big deal about that movie in 2005 that all of a sudden,
I got to plead ignorance. I didn't see the movie.
I didn't see it either, but like I just didn't understand why.
You sound very subdued and drunk right now from water. Are you
too
okay?
Too much water.
Dude, I just want to know. But yeah, no, I just thought that was a little interesting thing to mention there, that Kathy Kane, here's another thing I don't understand. Kathy Kane apparently was the name of the original Batwoman who died in 1979. How she's back in 2006, no clue. But,
Wait, who's Batwoman?
Batwoman is,
Does she have anything to do with Batgirl?
I think they're friends. They hang. By the way, pointed out in the chat room, Field Chop is saying we keep saying Pride and he keeps thinking we're talking about Pride Fighting Championship, and he's imagining Christopher Street of New York just filled with mixed martial artists punching each other in the streets.
That's the rest of the year.
Love that. That would be awesome. I'd be so down to actually just watch it from a tram hanging over the city because I don't want to get punched. But Batwoman, I honestly don't know. I'm trying to make it up here. I wish if our boy Vito was in the chat room, he'd be able to help us out because he knows all about comics. Actually, Vanessa knows comics somewhat too. I really don't know. I don't know Batwoman, Batgirl. I know that Alicia Silverstone played Batgirl in the movie that was really bad. That's all I really know about it. I think I've said this in the past. I don't know if I ever said it here. If I just said it like when we were sitting in my living room. If the name of the superhero ends in a man, I generally don't pay attention to what they're talking about. Batman, Superman, Sandman, Iron Man, Aquaman. You know, if there's a man, I'm not really down. I'm into, like, the Beyonder. I'm into the Preacher, you know?
Batboy.
Yeah, Bat Boy is different. Now, see, but like even like that, the concept of like I am this man, it just seems like such a stupid thing to say. Although I did like The Adventures of the Amazing Cynical Man, which was a little stick figure comic that was out in like the early to mid 90s, I guess.
I used to collect a comic called Amazing Man. He was like a robot that looked like a garbage pail.
Like the old Berserk video game for the Atari 2600?
I never played that.
Sorry. Sorry, Mr. ColecoVision. Didn't realize.
I never went to that side of the tracks.
Wait, you weren't. You really were. Were you a ColecoVision guy or were you an Intellivision guy?
I had ColecoVision and then I had the.
Dude, how did you not have it? Dude, you were so rich when you were younger. Damn.
And then I had the Atari 2600 adapter to go onto the ColecoVision.
Dude, I didn't even know that existed. I gotta get one.
Yeah, I'd pull it out and say,
check it out. I'd pull it out and let people see what I had.
Come on, everyone. Time for low-life video games now.
I never had the Intellivision. I never had the ColecoVision.
Intellivision I never had. The first video game system my parents bought me was the Odyssey 2 from Magnavox.
Dude, see what I'm talking about? You guys? Sorry, I'm getting instant messages about a guy beating somebody up. Forgot to tell you about an article last night about a guy who beat his mom over a disagreement over American Idol. Do you know anything about that?
No.
If anyone knows anything about that, by all means, send me... man, the person that sent it to me didn't send me the link, just sent me like a little teaser about the story. Wow. Like, I think that Moose McGee should have won and starts punching his mother. For those of you who don't know, for some reason, I don't know why, 100K and I and Keith, all three of us have decided that... What's her name? Michelle McPhee? Jessica McPhee? What's her name? Susie?
Catherine McPhee.
That Catherine McPhee's real name is Moose McGee. Wait, no, I think we decided that Moose McGee was the guy who won. I don't even know.
You decided all of this while you were rambling, trying to finish normalizing the show.
But by proxy, because you're in the room with me, I've roped you in, and you now have officially said it. It's an official statement from you, because, you know, I roped you
in. Your exact words while you were sitting there rapping to yourself were, American Idol Catherine McPhee, American Idol Moose McGee.
Well, yeah, so those would be the two people against each other, right? American Idol Catherine McPhee. See, I don't even know Catherine McPhee. I couldn't even sing that. So obviously it wasn't me that said it. It was probably you. A little disheveled. Well, apparently some guy beat his mom up over a disagreement over American Idol last night. Last night. Didn't it end like 2 weeks ago?
It was Ruben.
Moose McGee. It was Moose McGee. He was totally pissed off that guy stole his name and then won. I don't know. I'm not a... back to what we were saying before I got distracted there. I'm not a big fan of men. is what it comes down to. I'm also being told in the chat room, if you're looking for a good book, pick up The Last Christmas, written by Brian Posen. It's a new series that came in. Ah, here, now we got a CBS story from our East Coast producer. Deja sending me a story. Man dies fighting over chicken. What the hell is going on?
Wait, there was a chicken on American Idol?
Fort Worth police say pop-up ads will show up right in front of what you're trying to read. Fort Worth police say a fight between two brothers over a piece of chicken ended when the other sibling fatally stabbed the other in the chest and temple. Marcus Williams was arrested and charged with the murder and death of his 17-year-old brother, Michael. The teenager had returned home about 6 p.m. Friday night to the whatever with some chicken. And his older sibling took a piece of the chicken without asking, and the two fought. That'll teach you to share. I don't even understand killing somebody over chicken. I do know that a guy that I went to grammar school with stabbed his brother in the hand with a fork during dinner because he was trying to take some sort of food that he wanted. That kid actually wound up going to jail.
Are you sure that wasn't Bugs Bunny?
No, I swear to God, it really happened. Stabbed the kid with a fork. I mean, this is when they were kids. The guy now is in jail years later. He had problems. I won't mention his name. But
okay, thanks. Thanks to Vanessa. In Plattsburgh, New York, according to court records, 24-year-old Corey Favreau was discussing American Idol with his mother.
I love when he sits down with those people and has like the dinner with them, like all the actors and stuff. It's my favorite.
He was discussing the show with his mother, and she made comments that Catherine McPhee was going to have a successful career. He allegedly stood up, made a malicious comment to his mother, and struck her in the head. with a cross-shaped object attached to a bicycle chain.
Okay, so, first of all, I don't even care about the fact that they're fighting over this. What the hell is he doing with a cross-shaped object attached to a bicycle chain? What is that, like a crank of a bicycle?
The best is he hit her because she said, oh, even though she lost, she's going to have a good career. And he got up and hit her.
How dare you! I love Moose McGee!
Well, well, they can both have a good career, honey. No!
Like there's
only Just Moose. Like, not all... I could say he was wearing a Just Moose t-shirt at the time. And the two were drinking alcohol at the time, apparently.
I just totally don't understand a cross-shaped object attached to a bike chain.
Third-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Honestly, his lawyer should argue, is a cross-shaped object attached to a bicycle chain a weapon?
We've had this conversation on our old show, that if somebody hits somebody with a chair, it's use of a weapon. It's just like, wait, that's not a weapon, it's a chair. It's like a thing you have
right,
in your house.
If you stab somebody to death with a pencil somehow...
That's a weapon.
Then, like, you can also be charged with weapons possession.
Dude, look in front of you. There's, like, two cups filled with pencils. we got our own Waco right here. this is a combine that we have here with tons of markers and pens.
Hey, speaking of that, did you hear about the commune on Staten Island, the commune leader?
Yes, I did.
That was shot.
You go with it because
I don't know much about it either. I know apparently there's a commune somewhere in the Tompkinsville section of Staten Island.
For those of you who don't know,
close to the Staten Island ferry, I guess. Sort of.
For those of you who don't know, 100K Keith and actually 100K is from Brooklyn, but Keith and I live on Staten Island. Just so you know, for those new to the show here, bestinshowradio.com. So you're saying in this Tompkinsville section of Staten Island,
there was like what the Post called a hippie commune, but you know that's what the Post called it. I'm sure there was more to it than that. But apparently, this guy they were called Ganas or something. That was the name of, like, the commune.
I love that song, the Duhas. I got confused with that. That was the name of the song, not the name of the band. Sorry.
Apparently, a woman that was a former member of the commune who claimed she was molested and something else. I don't remember what it was, but she came and she tracked the guy down on the internet, found out everyone was taking a trip into Manhattan to see the new movie about Al Gore. So that's how she tracked him down. Oh, they were going to have a discussion about the movie afterwards, and she shot him. I don't think he's dead. Is he dead?
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
What I read. I didn't know a lot about the story. I was at work. I work ridiculous hours, and while I was at work this week, one of the security guards at one of the buildings that I work at, he's also from Staten Island. He came over. Hey, did you hear what happened over at our place? Like our place, because we live here together, me and him. And that's me, him, and Keith. We have a 1-3-room apartment.
You know, it's amazing that for one of the 5 boroughs of one of the biggest cities in the world, that everyone seems to, like, consider Staten Island like a small town. Hey, you know, he's from Staten Island. Like,
500,000 people here.
Yeah.
500,000 people. But it is a pretty small town. In some respects, it is a tiny little place. By the way, we're back on the topic of weapons. Vealchop is talking about getting blasted in the face with a fire extinguisher, talking about that 3 shows in a row where I particularly got blasted in the face with it. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. Keith just looked over at me and said, "Who is Vealchop?" And I honestly don't know. I have no idea. Obviously someone from Staten Island, or someone who's been to shows on Staten Island. I have no idea.
There's 500,000 people here.
No, it's small town USA. He's here. We know who it is.
Vealchop, did you hear about what happened?
Well, you can just call out to the other room. We're all living right here. For the record, getting sprayed in the face with a fire extinguisher, not fun.
I don't know why it would be. Did you cough for hours and hours?
Not for hours, but for like maybe 10 minutes or so afterwards. Oh. But yeah, it was pretty horrific. And the thing is, both times I didn't know it was going to happen. The second time I suspected. I think it was only 2 times that it happened. But that was our buddy Joe. Jerome Downs, world champion of the world forever. He really hated me while I was actually playing with Monty Love at the time. It was not my band Sandwichers. I was actually doing a guest appearance with Monty Love, who, by the way, this week made the official announcement. The Monty Love is no more. They're officially broken up. If you like that sort of punk rock, you know, new school punk rock, hardcore music, you should check them out if you want. MontyLove.com. Although when you go there now, all you're really going to see is like a farewell to the band type thing. But yeah, I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there since that came up. But yeah, so Commune, Staten Island. There's only 12 of us that live here, and that's it. Now one of us is dead because he was going to because he supported an Al Gore movie or something.
I believe that's why he was killed.
I agree.
I'm not sure as of yet how much Al Gore had to do with it.
I think I would say 100%. I believe the authorities are looking for him as we speak. They're going up and down Highland Boulevard searching for him. Sorry, taking a sip of my non-water beverage. So we were talking a couple minutes ago about men and about how I don't like men. Somebody Man, Superman, Spider-Man. You know, I did like Spider-Man. Got me thinking about characters and what characters you like, which brings up an interesting story according to Entertainment Weekly. Who do you think are the top 10 franchise characters? That's all it says. That would mean movies, books, comics, any sort of media.
Am I guessing this?
Wouldn't it be fun? It's almost like a game.
Let me close out the chat room so I don't see suggestions.
Nice. Hold on, let's see.
All right.
Any excuse to play this music?
Harry Potter.
Jacques Chirac, by the way. This is by Jacques Chirac, the French Prime Minister.
He's also, coincidentally, in the top 10 list of franchise characters.
All right, sorry, where's my pen? I keep losing my pen. Sorry. And keep starting the music over and over again.
Harry Potter? Would you like to use a Cinemax pen?
No, I'd like to use a Commerce Bank pen. Commerce, new to Staten Island. There's only 12 of us here. Harry Potter is number 2 on the list of the top 10 franchise characters, according to Entertainment Weekly.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, not in the top 10.
Wow. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, not in the top 10.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor. Think about the last type of top 10 thing that we talked about, and we'll realize that everything is about today, and there's not a sense of history with anything. If it's entertainment.
So you mean Mickey Mouse in 1920 didn't make as much money as...
Yeah, but it's not even just a matter of money, but it's that same type of thing.
Okay.
Sure, Mickey Mouse is still today. My kid is 2 years old, and she watches the Mickey Mouse Club.
All right, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, number 46 on the list. My own personal list.
Top 10 franchise, wow. Blue?
Blue? Blue's Clues fame? I wish. No, not on the list. By the way, Deidre's asking, is this game going to be like when Mike Francesa guesses the sports TV ratings?
3.6.
Raw.
I don't know as much as I thought I did. Dora the Explorer.
No. Very few cartoons on the list. Literally one cartoon on the list. There are a couple on the list that are cartoon characters that have been in movies as well. More accurately, comic characters. Hint, hint.
None of the Star Wars characters are... Oh. No, because none of the Star Wars characters would really be considered, Any Star Wars characters on there?
No.
Okay. That settles that.
I'm just letting you go with it for a second.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins. Not on the list.
I'm getting killed here.
Literally, as you said that, Deja on the chat room just said Frodo. Actually, she said Frada.
Don't they make, like, bags and clothes?
Yeah, they're shoes. Really nice. I have a Coach bag and Frada shoes. Come on, bro. Take a stand.
Uncle Sam.
I absolutely have beer coming out of my nose right now because that was totally unexpected.
Why? You said take a stand.
There's another reason I said take a stand. But that'll all come clear as the list gets cleared up. I'm not going to let this go for too long.
Is that your way of telling me I better start getting some right?
Yeah, come on. Please.
At least I got number two.
Yeah, I, with your first guess.
I can't think of any besides that, I don't think.
You're going to be pretty disappointed when you see the list.
Yeah, I probably am.
I take it back, by the way. There are two cartoon characters in the list. I didn't even realize that number nine.
Scooby-Doo.
Was Scooby-Doo not on the list. Should I put that
start at number 10.
That record scratching effect and just...
You don't have that, though.
Okay, well, here it goes.
Start That's at number 10.
Okay, here's what you got. Number 10, I'm going to wait on. Because number 10 is someone that I want to talk about in depth afterwards. Number 9, cartoon character on a TV series.
Blue.
Blue is actually a puppet now, so no, that would not count.
One of the Shapies.
Only a cartoon character. A cartoon character on one of your favorite TV shows of all time.
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson, number 9 on the
list. See, I thought The Simpsons, but I didn't think any one character.
Number 8, the history that our country just does not have an Entenmann's cakes are so delicious. The all butter loaf.
Let's just talk about that instead.
Seriously, you ever have a nice slice of all butter loaf and just put it into it?
See, I like the all butter marble loaf.
See, I'm not a big fan of marble. I like marble. Bagels, like a nice wheat pumpernickel bagel.
Spider-Man,
number 3 on the list.
Superman,
not on the list.
Batman.
Batman, not on the list, nor Batwoman, or Girl, or Robin.
Any of the gay characters?
I would say yes, there are 3 gay characters on the list.
Okay.
Bart Simpson being one of them.
Shh. That's the secret of the movie. Okay, go ahead.
I saw him on Christopher Street.
No, he's a UFC fighter, that's why he was there.
Oh, wait, that's I got confused. So we were up to number 8.
Go ahead.
The lack of history that we have. Garbage. Horrible. The character? You probably wouldn't even know the character existed. Jigsaw.
Don't know what that is.
Jigsaw is the clown-faced jerk in the Saw movies.
Oh, come on.
That's one of the most marketable franchise characters of all time.
Isn't it like a dying guy with cancer?
I don't know. I didn't see Saw 2. I only saw Saw 1, which was really an interesting movie. But
it was
never
a dying guy with cancer, though. Like...
Not in Saw 1.
That's the guy that was...
You could spoil a movie that's 3 years old. You're stopping yourself now.
The guy that was behind the whole thing was the guy that they made fun of in the hospital or they made some kind of comment about when he was laying on the bed. He had cancer. And he was behind the whole...
Did you see Saw? Seesaw.
I don't know. Is Saw the movie where they're chained to opposite ends of the bathroom?
Yeah, the movie ended when the guy was in the room with them and stood up and walked
out. He was the guy, though. He was the guy that was dying of cancer.
Do you think I remember
that? That's why he was pissed at the doctor, because the doctor and somebody else made some kind of like flippant remark about you know, that guy's dead already or something. Like, you know what, whatever. Like,
I honestly don't even remember. I owned the movie.
I know what Jigsaw is. That's the thing he talked through.
Right on.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Sorry, bro.
Is Leatherface on there?
Leatherface, not on the list.
Jason?
Jason, not on the list. None of your...
Mike... Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, fantastic guest, not on the list, though.
The only reason I thought of that is because I was about to say Mike Myers from the Halloween
there
movies.
You go. Yeah, no, none of those horror characters. Jigsaw is the only horror character that has
Agent
a
Dale Cooper.
Dale Cooper is not on the list.
Then this is a kind of crazy list. I don't know.
By the way, Deja's
Da Vinci.
Deja's upset that you ruined Saw for her. 2006. Love it. What'd you just say?
Da Vinci.
Number 5 on the list, Robert Langdon, the star of the Da Vinci Code series.
Wow. So you were serious about like not going too far.
Exactly. No history whatsoever. Yeah.
So all I needed to do was basically get like an entertainment issue of...
Yeah, actually, if you would have got the Entertainment Weekly issue that had this list in it, you would have got it perfect. In the chat room, Vealchop calling out the Terminator. No, unfortunately not. I think that series has run its course. It's not. It can't really go anyplace else. He's done, right?
Well, did they already do a third one?
Yeah, I think T3.
All right, Claire Danes was in it. She wouldn't have been in the first two.
I have no idea. I didn't. I saw the first two, that's all. Number 7 on the list.
Blade.
Finally getting a little history here. For real. There's a character that's been around for a long time. Like, five different people have played the character.
Wow. Now I want to guess that one.
Come on, bro. Five people. How many characters that are noteworthy characters have been played?
Oh, by James Bond.
James Bond. Number seven on the list. Number six. Stupid one. Stupid one.
Goldfinger.
I like the first movie. I like the Bourne Identity. Jason Bourne, number six on the list. Because the Bourne Supremacy
was
so
huge.
You
sure that's not Jason from Friday the 13th?
I think it actually is. We already got number five as Robert Langdon. Number four, here's another cartoon character, and this is one of the gay ones. Ignore the part about gay. I'm just being a jerk.
I don't know. I was thinking you meant like corny or like... Hank Hill? King of the Hill.
I didn't even know what
something
you were
from
about.
The Family Guy?
No, not a TV cartoon character. Movie cartoon.
Oh, I don't know. What are the Rugglebees? What are they called? The Rugrats?
Yes, one of the Rugglebees. The Rugglebees love to quabble with each other all the time.
Quarble.
Oh, sorry. No, not a Rugrat.
Who is it?
Your boy Mike Myers.
Oh, Shrek.
Shrek, number four on the list. Number three, we had Spider-Man. Number two was Harry Potter. And the number one, bro.
I'm going to be so mad.
Take a stand. You're going to be mad, one, because you didn't guess it. Two, because it's the worst thing.
Is take a stand something this character says?
100, no, it's not something the character says. It's the catchphrase for the release of their movie, Take a Stand, May 26th. There were billboards all over.
Wait. So the number one is something that was released on May 26th of 2006.
Deja is screaming that it's got to be Stewie. If you don't know, Stewie's from the Rugrats. It's just hilarious to me. You could tell who has a kid and appreciates some humor.
Oh, I thought she meant I would have thought she meant Stewie from the Family Guy.
Oh, you know, it might have been. It totally might be.
Wow. So,
now I feel like a jerk.
No, I do. So wait, so you're telling me that the number one was something that was released on May 26th of 2006. Today is June 4th of 2006.
Precisely.
Oh wait, so then it's something that just came out that has to be not the first in a series. Jack Black's Mexican wrestler character?
No, not Nacho Libre.
Which, no, by the way, looks like the worst movie ever.
No,
made.
It's the most franchise-worthy character of all time. This is a sequel that had just come out.
I don't know.
Bro, take a stand.
What just came?
Are you a human?
Oh, Clerks?
Are
those
you,
dudes?
Are no. you a human? Yeah, that's it. Kevin, Silent Bob, the most franchise-worthy character of all time.
Take a stand?
Take a stand. There were billboards all over Manhattan, all
Star
over...
Star and Buck Wild.
Yes.
Flashing back to jokes
mayonnaise.
4 weeks ago.
and me making an obscure reference to it. All over the city, there's one image of a character from the film. There are multiple characters with just them standing there in like some sort of gothic darkness.
Oh.
Take a stand, May 26th.
So it's not, it's not a live action movie.
It is a live action movie.
Oh, the X-Men. The X-Men or the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, I'm sure the Fantastic Four, huge.
The X-Men. Oh, yeah, the Fantastic Four. The X-Men.
Jessica Alba was in that. Oh, God.
Anna Paquin?
Yes, Anna Paquin.
Is it a character from the X-Men?
Yes.
The Thing?
Take a stand. The Thing is from the Fantastic Four. And Anna Paquin is an actress. So come on. Pull it together, man. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our website. Listen to the
Malcolm
downloads.
X.
Yes.
He definitely said take a stand at some point.
Absolutely.
I don't know any of the X-Men.
Of course you do. Your boy Vito would be so upset with you right now. He actually has an X-Men tattoo over his, I don't know if it's over his
Wolverine.
Body. Wolverine, the number one most... marketable franchise character of all time, according to Entertainment.
So then they're saying that Hugh Jackman is the greatest actor ever?
Hugh Jackman's picture was in the article. That's the one picture in Entertainment. Well, actually, Entertainment Weekly Online. I don't really subscribe. Not that I want people to know, anyway.
I did see the first X-Men, and I was It was like 2 in the morning I was watching it, and I desperately wanted it to end so I could go to sleep. So then I just decided to go to sleep during it instead. That's how much it kept my interest.
The first X-Men film, I thought was okay. Everyone said X-Men 2 was better than the first one. Didn't watch it. I'm certainly not.
Oh, wait. This is a sequel? This is the third one?
This is the trilogy, bro. This is a trilogy. This is X-Men. This is like the Final Stand or something, or the Last Battle, or the Return of the King. It's something along those lines. I have no idea. This is like the last one. I think it's, you got to take a stand. I think it's like humans versus mutants. I actually don't know if that's really the case, but that's what it should be.
Aren't they mutants?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're fighting humans?
America. They're against America.
Well, we know that.
I honestly have no idea. I told you I didn't see the second one. I certainly didn't see the last one. I'm getting instant messages from Jaja that she believes the most marketable franchise name ever is Big Mama from Big Mama's House.
I think it's actually Madea, Madea's family reunion.
Okay, dude, you're totally screwed up. I told you I wanted to talk. Don't mention number 10 because I don't know who number 10 is. Number 10 is Madea from Madea's family reunion.
Sorry.
Who the hell is Madea?
Madea's family reunion was a sequel to Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Who?
Tyler Perry is apparently a comedian or something.
Wait. Who?
He put out a... It's Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, actually.
Okay, do you see what it says on my sheet of paper? Movie. All it says is Madea with an arrow next to it. Tyler Perry, ? Who? Who is this person? This is the most, one of the most ten most marketable characters of all time. Don't get me wrong. Jigsaw is also on the list. But I don't even know who Madea is.
Do you remember Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
No!
I don't remember that being in the theaters. I remember it being on pay-per-view, and they were talking about it like it was a big deal.
I prefer to call them theaters.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this guy definitely looked at an Aerosmith record and chose the name, and
Hot tramp, daddy's little beauty!
And he made a movie called Diary of a Mad Black Woman where he plays a mad black woman. He dresses like a woman. He's
Mad
fat.
Black Woman Man.
Yeah.
the new comic from Marvel.
And he plays this character Madea and he, that, I don't know.
But what, like, you don't know anything about who Mad Black Woman is?
I know the second one seemed to be more of like a comedy than the first one. The first one they kind of try to market it like it was serious but sort of a comedy.
Like
but the second one was just like wah, you know, okay, like all
dude,
craziness.
Dude, okay, there was a show in New York for the longest time, and there were commercials on like Channel 5. I know I'm getting local here. Channel 5 and Channel 11, maybe even Channel 9 here in New York, for Ain't Misbehavin', I think was the name of the off-Broadway play.
Yeah.
And all I remember from it is some woman standing there, a big fat black woman, yelling, "The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice." And that's what I imagine the character of the Diary of a Mad Fat Black Woman is. Mad black woman, mad fat black woman.
Mad black woman.
I'm mad black woman.
Yeah, it didn't look very funny.
But that's, for some reason, you say that all I'm thinking about is that commercial for Ain't Misbehavin', and I can't get it out of my head. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I don't know why I'm doing it. You have any idea what I'm talking
about? Wasn't that Ain't Misbehavin'?
Now you got me questioning whether it is Ain't Misbehavin'. Maybe it wasn't. I got to figure that out. Crap.
I remember the commercials for Ain't Misbehavin'. That was
Did they go like this? The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yes. It was Paul Lynde starring in it.
Good stuff. Well, this is good stuff. This is the good movies. This is the good stuff. You mentioned the Fantastic Four in there and the greatest actress ever in the history of the world, who I wish would pee standing up, Jessica Alba.
Does.
Do you know? No.
She doesn't.
No, your girlfriend does. Your girlfriend, Eliza Dushku. Well, if you don't know your girl, Jessica Alba. Wait, how did she just become yours? I just ruined my whole gimmick.
You gotta stop swapping like this.
Oh, swap. Bro, let's swap. Seriously, we all switch places when we ring the bell. Let's get it going.
Deja in the chat room is asking, wasn't that play from 78? Why would you know that play was from 1978?
For the record, I think that's just her way of saying, understand something. When someone says 78 to you or I, That's something that's functional and real within our lifetime. Saying 78 to someone like Deja is like saying 1932. Oh, okay. She's just saying it's really old and we're really old, so we could remember 78. Although just barely. I mean, we were 5 at the time, you know?
I was 4.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Don't put me in the grave yet, buddy.
Sorry. I should know better than to do that to a mad black woman.
I'm
sorry, a mad fat black woman. What was the character's name? Who'd she talk to? Oh, the woman from the Jeffersons. What was her character's name that Jack A used to talk to?
Ooh, I don't know.
What?
Florence?
Yes, Florence. Okay, we've totally lost it all here. Everything's out of control. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out all the stuff. Call us on the hotline if you so choose. 888-985-0555. Instant message us at Best in Show Chris. Or check out the chat room, which is a lot more fun, I think, than anything. It's where I wish I could be right now. Okay. Florence Henderson is on The Surreal Life.
Yes, that's who she is.
With Rosanna Arquette's sister.
Patricia Arquette is on The Surreal
Life?
No,
her their brother, their transvestite brother.
David?
Yep. No. Transvestite.
Wally?
No, the beef. The beef is on. Okay. Florence Henderson was on a show called
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. There was a woman who used to be the Jeffersons' maid that later went on to be on a show.
Isabel Sanford.
No,
I think that's Wheezy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry. Marla Gibbs.
I could be. The woman who was on 227.
It's because you show it.
What is, yeah, but when, yes, that's the woman I'm talking about. But she was on 227, and when Jack A., the impersonation that you just did, would say it, she would go, oh, Mary. Mary was her name.
Ooh, Mary.
Come on, you did it better before. Do it again.
Ooh, that's because I didn't talk. I just did the ooh. Oh, man. I know her more from Ladybug's fame.
Sorry.
Actually, I wish I had her and Rodney Dangerfield doing Great Balls of Fire from Ladybugs.
I'm totally appalled right now. Dude, didn't Ladybugs come out again a couple of years ago with your boy doing it? Will Ferrell doing it?
Oh.
Like
no,
First
no,
and
no.
Goal or something?
It was Goal Work? I think Amanda Bynes, actually, they did remake it, which is different, though. Like, she plays a boy on a soccer team. Oh, I guess it's the reverse.
Will Ferrell definitely was...
Kicking and Screaming, but I think that was... I don't think that had anything to do with...
with Ladybug.
The same kind of story, though.
All right. And whenever I see kids and sports, I always think it's the same movie. The
Bad Florence Johnson. It was actually Johnston, but we'll...
Yes, Flo-Jo. Flo-Jo, really, she used to do such great work with Jack A.
You're listening to the 6 degrees of everybody.
I mean,
everybody wait, can be
because it's Flo-Jo and Jack A. Joyner Kersee.
Oh wait, didn't one of them pass away?
Sorry, bro. Yeah, one of the two. I don't know. Well, anyway, so my girlfriend, Jessica Alba, last night, you know what she was doing last night? I'm totally lost.
I thought we were going back to The Surreal Life.
I have no idea how we go. We'll get back to that, too. Okay. I've never watched one episode of it. I think the series is almost over this year.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's run its course for me. Maven from
Wasn't that a wrestler?
Yeah, Maven is on the show. He's one of the guys on the show this year.
Yeah, they really Maven and they really stretch the word celebrity.
Maven and Cece DeVille. And like I said, and Rosanna and Patricia Arquette's, you know, transvestite brother.
Who I didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
But I know their father was in Scream. All right, so go ahead. Jessica Alba wants privacy? Is that what this is about?
No, what?
Oh, I read something about that this
week.
Am I
not supposed to be sitting in front of her house anymore throwing rocks?
You're not supposed to IM her anymore.
I did do that a long time ago, didn't I? But it actually probably was someone that wound up being her representative or something.
I don't know. That was a while ago. She wasn't famous yet.
She was on Flipper already.
You know what? For your sake, I was trying to avoid that.
That's fame in my mind.
That was like when Idle Hands was about to come out.
Oh, my God. She was so hot in that. She was like 16. I'm a horrible, horrible human being. I should be killed. Anyway, it's Jessica Alba last night. You know what she did last night?
put a firewall on her computer?
I hope not. Otherwise, how will I be able to see? She hosted the MTV VMAs, the Video Movie Awards, was last night.
Wow, those happened last night?
And I was...
They usually fill every other station on TV with commercials for it, and I haven't seen any.
Well, here's the thing. So I flipped out, saying, like, wow, was that really on? Is this a sign of, you know, strangely, like Deja was saying earlier, is that like, am I so from 1978 that I'm so old, that I'm so out of touch that I don't even realize the Video Movie Awards were even on? The VMAs, if you will. Then I find out they film them in advance. They don't happen live. Because I always seem to remember they were on like a Wednesday or a Thursday night. Well, they're on, what are they on? June 8th. I think that's Thursday this week. Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. No, maybe Friday. Would help if I had a calendar when I talked, but I won't. So it's going to be on June 8th, which is at some point this week. And just thought I'd mention a couple of the things that happened on the award show.
I actually did read one award winner.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
The Girl That Hates America won Best Kiss.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger? The Girl Who Hates America? Which one? They got the Best Kiss for Brokeback.
Oh, I thought it was Maggie. Yeah, no one would kiss her. Forget it.
Yeah, she's a creep. Although she was really great in what the hell was the name of the movie? Donnie Darko. Great film. Check it out.
Does that have something to do with a rabbit?
A little bit.
Very nice.
Good film. Good film. You ever see it?
No. I've been told to watch it a lot, but I never did.
I'll hand you the DVD when you leave here today.
Can you get it for me now? Can we just go get it?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, I'll go get water. You go get the DVD, and we'll listen and let everyone listen to air in here. Okay. But, yeah, so Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger won Best Kiss. They also won the Best... Jake Gyllenhaal won the Best Performance. I still haven't seen that film. Like to see it. You were telling me you thought it was
Brokeback
overrated.
Mountain?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
So
but actually, somebody
you were just telling me it was overrated without even seeing it.
My friend Lucy told me it's great, and she, I had worried that if the whole story was just that, like if the whole thing that was gonna be getting people to watch this is like, oh, this movie's about gay guys, let's go see it. It's like, you know, like this taboo thing, and it's just like it's kind of old already. I own all the.
We all know you have Queer as Folk box sets. We know.
Well, I've discussed that show before.
Like every day.
So I didn't see the big deal about it, but they actually said it was an interesting movie. Yeah,
a real hot film. I honestly know. I know that they're sheep herders that for some reason are called cowboys. Which, if you're not chasing a cow, I don't understand how you're a cowboy.
Why does a cowboy have to be chasing a cow?
But okay, doing something with a cow. A cowboy should hinge around being with cows. Not
all
with
I ever
sheep.
Saw cowboys do were ride horses and fight Indians.
Well, they were protecting the
Injuns.
Cow. They were protecting the flock. They were protecting the herd, the cows. That's what cowboys do, and they were protecting them from those Injuns.
Okay.
To me, a cowboy should do something with cows, like you know how. Like just because you have a ranch doesn't mean that you're a cowboy to me. I would think a cowboy should do something with cows. It should be a different name for.
I thought if you ride a horse and have the hat, that makes you a cowboy.
I don't think it should. I don't think that that's true. I mean, I guess it's called a cowboy hat, but that's for people who are cowboy man. Now from Marvel Comics, cowman. I'd like to be a cowman. Actually, I think I am. I don't know, man. It seems like they should have...
I don't know, man, is my favorite. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know,
from
man.
Marvel.
What are we going to do? I don't know.
Oh, man. But I don't know, man. Sorry, I announced him again. But yeah, so Brokeback got a couple of awards. Who else got some awards? Somebody. Wedding Crashers. You see that film?
No, I didn't see it.
Isn't that like
I don't like Vince Vaughn anymore.
I liked him in...
I'm sick of his face, his puffy face. I'm just... I don't know.
He's dating Jane.
Oh, I forgot.
He's dating Annifer. Wedding Crash won for Best Movie, Best On-Screen Team of Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. And there was another one in there. Oh, and a breakthrough performance from Isla Fisher. By the way, spoiler alert. This is going to be on this week. I guess I should tell you guys I'm going to give you all the award winners right now, huh? Isla Fisher. She had a breakthrough performance in that. I don't know. I assume she's a female.
I don't know what that is.
Isla Fisher is a person's name.
In what, though?
Wedding Crashers. I just said Wedding Crashers got a couple of awards.
There's no way that movie could be good.
Comedic performance, Steve Carell for 40-Year-Old Virgin. The best villain, Hayden Christensen for Star Wars Episode III, another movie I never saw. Sexiest performance, Jessica Alba for Sin City.
For Flipper.
For Flipper. Which I don't understand how that's the sexiest performance. She played a bartender.
Wasn't that movie like 3 years old?
Good point. It might be from last year. I don't know.
Sin City?
Could be. It's on DVD already, but I mean, movies come out on DVD now a month after they come out, so I really don't know. What? Are you laughing about Vanessa's comment in the chat room anymore? Question mark. You used to like Vince Vaughn? I'm sorry. I like Maid
and Swingers.
Good.
I like.
Oh no, not Maid.
I found him extremely annoying in Maid, but it was kind of funny. I liked Swingers.
I didn't like Maid. I liked Swingers.
I liked Maid in America.
That's my favorite Annifer project.
Isn't that? Oh, forget it. I was thinking that was the movie with Ali Sheedy. That's Made to Order.
Yeah, no, Made in America is with J-Lo, your girl J-Lo. And the world's sexiest man, Matthew McConaughey, according to People
Magazine. McConaughey.
Sorry, I call him McConaughey. McConaughey? McConaughey?
He's not going to answer if you call him that.
He's not going to answer no matter what. But yeah, apparently him and Penelope Cruz broke up, by the way. Didn't write that in my news report, but I saw that in the news today.
The news to me is that they were dating.
What? No, they would love each other. But now they're broken
up. Isn't she going out with Tom Cruise?
No, he had a baby.
With her?
No, he had a baby with Gwen Stefani, and they named it...
Shiloh. Shiloh Pitt Jolie.
Right. Okay. Other honorable mentions other than Jessica Alba, Sin City. Angela Pitt Jolie for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, The Best Fight. We told you about that, whatever. Jim Carrey got some stupid award, and I'm sure he came out and acted funny, and everyone... You should probably do that close to a microphone. I love.
I should probably do this visual thing closer to the microphone.
But the sound you make was worth it. Here is Keith and 100K doing Jim Carrey. You still can't get close to the microphone for it. Oh man.
Yeah, I thought Made in America was with Whoopi Goldberg.
Made in America is Whoopi Goldberg.
Made M-A-D-E.
Who's the one?
M-A-I-D in America was J-Lo. M-A-D-E in America was Whoopi and Ted Danson when they were in love. M-A-I-D to order was Ali Sheedy. M-A-D-E to order is something you see on products occasionally.
M-A-D-E-A is the 10th most marketable character of all time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The only other thing, Spike Lee won the Silver Bucket of Excellence for Do the Right Thing. It's timely.
So I guess now we understand why Sin City was nominated.
Well, no, the Silver Bucket of Excellence is like a career achievement and what they're pointing out. I guess they're doing it because like Crash came out this year and it's still basically the same movie he did 15 years ago. So they're giving him some credit saying, you know, whatever. And the thing that...
Now that they all pulled their head out of his ass, he's resting comfortably.
Made was J-Lo. Oh, sorry. I'm reading things in the chat room. I'm getting confused. What'd you say?
I said now that they all pulled their heads out of his ass, that he's resting more comfortably.
Yeah. Well, you know, things are very emotional. And the thing that got me...
Radio Raheem just missed. He's the 11th most marketable franchise character.
The category that got me the best. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the frightened performance from Jennifer Carpenter in The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Oh, sorry, you love that one, I'm sure.
Never saw it.
You love horror.
Don't like that. Never saw The Exorcist.
It's probably because of dumb, stupid movies, I guess.
When it came out again, like they remastered it and put a couple new scenes in, I rented it.
I was wrong. It's made in Manhattan, not made in America. With Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
It was good, man. It's a good film. Love that movie. I've actually seen that movie like 3 times just because it was on HBO a lot when there was nothing on TV once a couple of years back.
Yeah, there was nothing on. I'm sure there was nothing else on. And there was nothing on when I watched You've Got Mail 6 times either.
And my DVD was stuck in the DVD player. And I was sitting there telling my wife, shut up. This is my favorite part.
The Columbia House package had just showed up in the mail, so.
Now, see, even that, you could blame it on saying, oh, I never put my order in. They sent me what they wanted to. Like, no, I actually went to Blockbuster and bought it. Two copies. One brand new, sealed, because it's going to be worth something one day.
No, I didn't order Steel Magnolias. It was the selection of the month this week.
Exactly, along with fried green tomatoes.
I've actually seen Steel Magnolias.
Fried green tomatoes. Green fried tomatoes.
Yeah, because green tomatoes are the food, so you wouldn't break it up with the adjective.
Fried green tomatoes? Green fried tomatoes. Green fried.
Yeah, it's green tomatoes, and then you fry them, so it's fried green tomatoes.
You've seen all the versions of Made and Made, but you've never seen The Exorcist in the chat room from Vanessa.
No, I haven't seen The Maids. I've seen Made with Vince Vaughn, my favorite actor.
Actually,
yeah, I did rent The Exorcist, though, and it started with the guy finding some kind of relic in Iraq, like an archaeologist, and then it starts with
and
the
then Angelina Pitcher.
It's boring. I didn't care. You know why? Because anything that's based on, like, I don't know, forget it. I don't feel like going into it. Anytime the big story, which is why I didn't like that show Revelations, anytime the big story is like, well, accepted fact is the biblical story, and this is now the biblical enemies. It's just like, you know, it's kind of like, that's why when, like, Satan is the big character in a movie, I just find it stupid, you know?
I don't even watch movies at all.
Because I like my horror movies to be real and realistic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I honestly never watch any of them. We've gone through this a million times. Other than the Nightmare on Elm Streets and any of the Deads, which to me are more gore than horror, I've never seen any of those films.
Speaking of the Dead, their keyboardist died.
Yeah, I heard that the last keyboardist of the Grateful Dead passed away. An interesting thing that is being said in the chat room right now by our buddy Vealchop. Do you call certain pictures movies and certain pictures films?
I always say movies.
I do both, and I don't know. I honestly don't register why I do it one way or another.
I hate calling anything a picture. Did you see that picture?
I never called it a picture.
It's not 1930.
I never call it a picture, but I definitely say things are a good film. Like, when I'm recommending something, I think I subconsciously say film.
Actually, I probably say film sometimes. No, I don't. It sounds too pretentious.
It adds a certain air of credibility to it, I think, okay, in my mind. So I think I say film sometimes. Like, I wouldn't refer to Saw as a film. Saw as a movie. You know, although Jigsaw is my favorite character.
I've seen that.
You see Saw? But yeah, I think I do that. I never realized it until right now, but I think that's the case. So kudos to you for realizing my idiosyncrasy and weirdness. What I was saying before, when we got sidetracked, the one thing that I thought was kind of cool is Joshua Caldwell won for his film A Beautiful Lie the MTVU Student Filmmaker Award, which I think is pretty damn cool that MTV has that. And I actually want to go check out this movie now because I'm psyched about it. Like, I like the idea of an independent film. Student Filmmaker Award, not the Student Movie Maker Award. I like the idea of that MTV is actually doing something sort of cool between...
What about the Student Picture Award?
I would love that one. The Student Talkie Award.
There's a Staten Island Film Festival going on this weekend.
Weren't you there?
I had passes to the entire thing, and I have yet to go.
Can I be 100% honest with you? I wish you would have given them to me, because I actually would have went.
No, you wouldn't have either, because you wouldn't have for the same reason I didn't, because I was working.
What time was it?
They were running throughout the day, and then there would be a couple things that started at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I would have been there. I would have totally went to that. That's the one thing. We were talking about this earlier. I'm somewhat of a hermit at this point, and by somewhat of a, I mean a totally a hermit. I love being in my house. I hate being outside. I don't. That's why I hate mountain climbing and hiking. I just could forget about all that crap. I just want to be in.
Because when you walk out your door, there's a mountain right there.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, that's why even that, like, as a pastime to me, is just such an absurd concept. I would love to just be in the house all the time. The only thing that I'd like to leave the house for is to be in a place that looks like a big living room, so I'm sitting there too. I would go to a film festival. The Brooklyn Film Festival's this week too.
It's at these Staten Island places though, and it was like first come, first served. So I don't know. I'm lazy. I am honestly the laziest person on the planet. I've bought concert tickets and not used them because I don't want to go tonight.
I could show you. I have a drawer in my bedroom, a drawer, in my bedroom that has like 7 or 8 tickets like that of shows that I bought tickets to and never went to.
New Order played at Roseland last year. I bought 2 tickets for me and my girlfriend.
What is it, 1978?
Yeah. I paid about $200 for them because I bought them on eBay. Didn't go. Bought tickets to see Morrissey 2 nights in a row. Went the first night. The second night, I was like, wait, why am I going again? Same show.
Didn't you should have thought that when you were buying them in the first place.
So. Did go to both Depeche Mode shows over last month, though.
Words are very unnecessary when it comes to them, though, so I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. June 6th, by the way.
Dude! All right, in all honesty...
The Omen remake.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Do you believe that there's any such thing as coincidence?
Only in horror movies.
Seriously?
Yeah, to some extent, but I also don't think that everything is a coincidence that's coincidental.
Literally, right as that dead silence happened, I looked at you and watched your lips somewhat pursed. Sorry, I watched your lips pursed, and I thought to myself, is he going to say something else? Is he going to say something else? Is he going to say something else? If not, I'm going to go back to the fact that the MTV Movie Awards is on June 8th. 2 days before that is June 6th, and I can do my June 6th story. And you said June 6th. Coincidence? Especially since we're talking about June 6th, 2006, 6/6/06.
No.
Make believe the zero's not there. It's not really that.
Not only, it's a silent zero. Not only a big day because Julia Manface Stiles is starring in the remake of The Omen, which I've also never seen, by the way.
Stupid horror movie. Why would you see that?
I did see The Omen 2, though.
I saw Saw, but I won't say I haven't seen The Omen.
But it's also because, as you said...
It's from 1978? Oh, that's not what I said.
No, I'm talking about Tuesday.
Sorry.
It is 666.
You know, when I first saw the billboards that said just 666 on it, I was getting psyched. I was amped, like, oh, crap, something cool is going to happen. And then like after like a week, I was like, you know, it's probably just going to be a bad movie. Even worse.
I thought it was going to be a movie called 666 with like people from Seventh Heaven and Everwood.
Oh, man. As long as the guy's from One Tree Hill are in, that's all I care about. It's my favorite movie of all time. I don't know anything about the movie. I'm going to have to plead ignorance. Like I probably should on most topics that we talk about. I know nothing about The Omen. I
never plead ignorance because it's just taken for granted.
That's a good point. Good point. If you're looking to us for knowledge, you're in trouble. So we shouldn't have to plead at all. But I do know one of the cool things about this is your boy, the mayor of Hell, Michigan. You know all about him?
I do. And you know what I just realized? If the Detroit Pistons are going to hell, they're in Michigan already, so it's not going to be that far of a trip.
Look at that. I don't know that it's not that far of a trip. I don't know where Detroit is in correspondence. Hold on.
It won't be that far of a trip.
Hold on. Let me go to MapQuest and figure out the trip from Detroit to hell while you tell us about the mayor of Hell, Michigan.
The mayor of Hell, Michigan.
What's his name? Say my name.
I'm looking for that. John Colone.
I was going to say, let's call him Tommy.
Who, by the way, I'm seeing now is the town's self-styled mayor.
Wait, what?
Nobody is more fired up than John Colone, the town's self-styled mayor and owner of a souvenir shop.
What's the abbreviation for the state Michigan?
Oh,
is it
you
MI?
Know what, dude? 60 miles west of Detroit.
Is it MI?
MI.
Okay, thanks.
While you're checking out how far it is from Detroit, Hell, Michigan, which is 60 miles west of Detroit, and its self-styled mayor, John Colonna, planning a 666 party on Tuesday.
Shows what you know, bro. 59.62 miles.
Are you sure it's not 59 point? Are you sure it's at 66.6 miles?
That's what I was hoping.
Can you find out what hell is 66.6 miles away from on MapQuest?
No.
Can someone?
You can't search by distance.
Why not?
Because it doesn't
exist. It's a legitimate thing.
Get yourself a ruler and a map. That's the only way you're going
to get
yourself
a ruler and measure walk from one place to the next.
Just go go to Detroit and walk 6.38 miles and you'll be good.
So they're building the gates of hell, which are 8 feet tall and 5 feet wide, and each gate looks like flames.
Flames are cool.
And Mike Smitty Hickey, owner of the Damn Sight Inn, said, "We're all about having fun here. I don't think we're going to get the cult crowd, the devil worshippers, or anything like that."
Probably not a good idea to blow into my microphone when I see dust on it. Sorry.
Cologne has been in touch with radio stations in San Diego and Seattle and all around that are raffling off trips to hell in honor of 666.
Did he know that the phone lines are open? 888-985-0255? I haven't heard him call here yet.
Apparently not, no. But yeah, but the best, honestly, the best comment I had is a guy named Jason Lateff, who is, I believe, one of the...
Who you believe is a snake that goes...
one of the town's 72 year-round residents, or as the mayor calls them, hellbillies.
That's actually pretty cool. I'd like to be a hellbilly.
Hellions are hellbillies. But Jason Lateff said... "Now here I am living in hell, taking my kids to church and trying to teach them the right things, and the town where we live is having a 666 party." So move out of hell.
Why would you be living in hell? Get out of here.
I would think somebody that concerned about it would have moved out of hell.
Would have gotten the hell out of hell at this point.
He honestly would have gotten the Dodge out of hell.
But my favorite thing is all the mugs and stuff that the mayor ordered. He ordered 666 of them, so when they run out, that's just it. And he's going to charge $6.66 for them. I just think that's all neat little...
There's two
tchotchkes.
There's two stories about how the town got its name. The first is that a pair of German travelers stepped out of a stagecoach in 1830 and said to each other...
Can I reenact?
Go ahead.
And said to each other, pointed out, Sosochenkel!
Which means... So bright and beautiful.
Yeah, hell is so bright and beautiful, exactly.
Well, the last word is H-E-L-L. The second story is that George Reeves was asked after Michigan...
Superman?
You know what? It doesn't say that it's not, so I'm going to assume it is. Was asked after Michigan gained statehood what he thought the town he helped settle should be called, and he reportedly...
Wait, there's no way that Superman
helped... Oh, this is 1841, okay.
There's no way that Superman helped settle. Yeah, right.
He reportedly replied, "I don't care. You can name it hell if you want to." And that's what happened.
Nice. Southfield, Michigan and Dunkirk, Ohio are 66.6 miles away. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Southfield, Michigan is 66.6 miles away from Detroit. Dunkirk, Ohio is 66.6 miles away from Columbus. No, we want the other way. Deja, we appreciate the work, but come on. Get on the ball, would you? We need to know it's 66.6 miles away from hell. Right? Isn't that what we wanted? I don't even know. I'm just seeing random measurements in the chat room, and I'm just calling them out.
I don't want to be a jerk, but Dunkirk is 66.6 miles from Columbus.
Like Christopher Columbus? I don't even understand. Oh, why Columbus, Ohio is being mentioned? It's just, I guess she's going with 66.6 mile measurements.
Some hellish calculations right there.
Hellacious, if you will. You'll listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. You should check out our website, by the way, which I have not even mentioned yet. Our buddy Eric, I don't know if he wants us to mention his last name. I think I'm going to do it anyway. Eric Sandell. You can check out his website, ericsandell.com, S-A-N-D-E-L-L. Hooked us up with a new logo, so we've got a new look to our website. He's actually hooked us up with quite a few logos, and we actually have a shop up now that is actually worthy of purchasing products from. You could actually get yourself some nice t-shirts, sweatshirts, stuff that... I'm watching you write notes on the paper and wondering if you want to talk to me about something. Are you writing something to me, or are you writing a message to yourself? I'm going to continue. 41. Oh, hi. He wrote the note hi on a piece of paper. That's what I had to stop for. Dude, I can't even believe, by the way, you brought two new pens with you today. I don't even believe you brought a big case for your pens to sit in.
Given to me for my job as a gift.
That's a really cool case for your pens.
For HBO and Cinemax.
Anyway, but yeah, so you know, we got new logos. I've got to... I don't know what the last part of that was. I know you said you have to pee. You're going to walk out of the room.
Do you want to play the song?
What song?
Oh, right. You're better at me than continuing.
I am better at you than you are at me. But I don't even know what that even means. Just so you know, so Eric Sandell, our buddy, ericsandell.com. Check out his website, ericsandell.
Was he in the Standells?
No, he was not. Strangely, it's weird. We have more than one buddy named Eric that's a a friend of the show that likes to hang with us. But Eric hooked us up with some pretty, pretty great logos. We got we have the new crest, which you'll see on the homepage of our site. We have a couple of shirts designed with that. We also have the New York Metropolitans logo, which I'm a huge fan of, which we were going to actually make for our website, but we thought it made it us look too sporty, which we're obviously not all that sportsy, despite the fact that we are on TPS, the People's Sports Radio Network. It's just good stuff. I think you should check them out. I think they're worth getting. You know, and we don't get any money off of it. It's just for you guys. If you guys, you know, want to support the show and you know, let people know who we are and what we are, and that they should check us out here on Sunday mornings here on your computer. It's like an internet magical wonderland where we talk and sounds come out of, and it's good sorts of stuff. Crossing out my little thing here about Jessica Alba. You know what I actually really want to do? 100K. Yeah, what do you want to do? That's my impersonation. I actually want to get jerseys using the Mets logo and actually have like jerseys maybe with numbers and names. I'm trying to figure out exactly how we can do it that you guys can actually order a shirt. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be a little more expensive. I don't know if anyone's going to actually spend that much money on getting a Best in Show shirt. But if you're going to spend $30 maybe as opposed to, you know, $20 for the extra $10, maybe you get a Best in Show like baseball jersey that actually has a number of your choice on it and whatever name you want to have emblazoned on the top, the back of the shirt. I think that would be awesome. Maybe it's just me, but that's, you know, I mean, it's my show, so I guess that's why. It's only my show, not 100K's. I basically have taken ownership. Oh,
it's not 100K show.
I mean Keith, sorry. No, but what I was just talking about the fact that I want to get like jerseys, and I don't even know if anyone's really going to care enough to actually get a Best in Show jersey, like a baseball shirt.
I thought we were getting our own state. I was so excited.
New Jersey.
By the way, not to go off track, but if anyone is in New Jersey today listening, can you go try to buy cabbage and see if you get arrested? Because apparently there is a law on file in the New Jersey state government, whatever, saying that it is illegal to buy cabbage on a Sunday. Just want to throw that out there. Issue a challenge. It's kind of like Opie and Anthony egging those people on to have sex in the church. Like, we're really risking getting in trouble here.
I don't think they egged anybody on, but that's another story entirely.
I think it was corny from the beginning. Why would they even care that two people were having sex in the church? Ooh, listen.
It's kind of hot.
Hey, this guy's having sex with his wife on the phone. Let's play it.
It's a contest, bro. It's a big contest. Well, so I mean, I love the idea of baseball jerseys, but again, I think there's probably going to be two of them ordered, one for me, one for you.
You know what? I never buy jerseys, and if I do buy one, even though this is my show, I would probably buy a Mets jersey.
We just established that this is my show. Oh, wait, you weren't in the room for that. I forgot. You always take breaks during the show to go to the bathroom and whatnot, so obviously it's my show.
By the way, I'm sure you did a bang-up job.
Oh, it was horrible. It was totally horrible. I kept talking about shirts.
Kept repeating yourself, right?
For the most part.
And yeah, that's what happens.
And you know what? I zoned out. I went to that autopilot mode that you usually go to. You know what? And the thing is, it's crazy because I know that I have enough to say on my own, but without having a person to bounce off of, it's just so weird. It's so weird to try and talk. But you know that because I generally every week walk out of the room to go to the bathroom because I drink 6 beers while I'm sitting here in like an hour. Yeah, it's weird. I love the idea of baseball jerseys, though. You're not down? You are down? You won't buy a baseball jersey, huh?
No, I'll buy one, but I
you didn't buy.
I would have to scrape up the money to buy one and like say, all right, I'm
$30. Buy one less bottle of mixed cherry vodka this week.
No, honestly, I would buy a jersey, but I don't think anyone else is gonna.
All right, so I spent the last 10 minutes talking about how I'm going to work on something really cool that I think is awesome, and you guys aren't even going to appreciate. Then what are they going to wear at the annual Best in Show softball game? I mean,
I don't know. See, like, baseball equipment we should sell.
Bats with our signatures on them?
You know, it's not that nobody's going to buy one, but it's just, they're expensive.
$30 for a shirt? You think
well,
is expensive?
Well, how does it work? Like, what? Like, do we have to purchase them ahead of time?
I have no idea. I didn't even plan that out yet. Don't know anything about it.
Are they going to be personalized? Are they going
to
have
I'd
numbers?
Like the idea. I want them to have, you can pick your own number and put your own name on. I think that'd be awesome. This is a personal thing. I want my personalized personal jersey that says 23 as my number. Why I winked at you to tell you that that's my number. I
why are you number 23?
It's my birthday. October 23rd. You can send gifts to 100K's house. Keith will probably answer the door when it gets there. You could also send it to... I was waiting for the uncomfortableness to see who was going to go first. You could also... You know, if you're...
I'm always going to let you go first.
If you order anything and you're ordering it online, don't order it.
Can you repeat that?
Say what I just said again. Seriously,
If you're going to order anything and you're going to order it online, don't order it.
I didn't get my finish the next sentence out. The next clause of the sentence, don't order it from hotels.com. Apparently a laptop was stolen from the headquarters of hotels.com, and everybody that's ever ordered anything through hotels.com, their credit card information is in someone else's hands right now. Have fun. Check out your credit card, pals, because you're screwed. You're totally screwed at this point.
Wow, a laptop was stolen? They didn't even hack in. They just physically took a laptop?
A laptop was stolen, and somehow Hotels.com, this multi, I don't know if it's million, it's got to be million at least, maybe even billion-dollar company, has everybody's credit card information saved on a laptop. Crazy to me. Totally crazy, that's the thing.
They could get it anyway, though.
Yes, Deja.
I don't even care about that.
You can DH in the softball game when we do have it.
No way, she's got to play third. It's the only position I have penciled in. You're going to make me change the whole thing?
What position are you playing?
Coach.
Oh, you're not... Put me in, coach. Where are you going to put me in?
I'm ready to play. I'm going to play right field.
You're going to play right field?
Yeah.
Where are you putting me?
Or
am I on the opposite team? Is it the 100...
No. It's I'm sure we're finding 18 people to play.
The 100 Ks versus the... Chris's?
Versus Keith's team.
Oh, man.
You can watch.
I'm the head of the cheerleaders.
I'm gonna put together a little list here.
Nice. So we gotta get jerseys.
I'll buy a jersey.
Speaking of New Jersey, Sopranos, season finale, tonight. Psyched for it.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, actually, let me give you 100K's comments on the Sopranos side. I'm sorry, man. I'm really totally into the show. I'm psyched. I think it's awesome. Especially,
Frankie Newark is Oz.
But that's not what the show's about, you
that's
jerk.
All I have here.
You've never even seen the show. Whatever. After the big letdown that was the Lost finale.
I don't think it was a letdown.
Yeah, let me recap season 3 to let you guys understand what happened. Where are we, Carrie? I think it's tap water. What? Wow. Those were two jokes that were so inside that I barely got them. No, I don't think Lost was a letdown. I'm just being a jerk because I want you to be psyched for the Sopranos finale. Riley, Michigan is 66.6 miles away from Hell, Michigan. Thank you so much, Deja, the remote East Coast producer.
What about the other way?
Honestly, what the hell? Yo, talk about the team that you're going to book, because now I'm going to leave you here to go while I go to the bathroom.
I'm not going
to
talk about the team. You know what I'm going to do? This is perfect.
I could probably hold it for 12 minutes. Nah, you go.
Before you go, do you remember the guy that...
I'm going in my pants right now. Do I have to really wait?
There was a guy... All right, go ahead. There was a guy that's a raw food chef that a couple weeks back used his cell phone to take a picture of a woman... To take a picture of a woman on the train, and I don't know if he if he tried to take like an upskirt shot or something, but this I did that already. Sorry, now I'm alone talking to the chat room. So anyway, this guy who was like a famous raw food chef in New York City, somewhere like down in Soho, obviously, or something. And his name is Dan Hoyt, and he was given 2 years probation for lewd behavior. And he wrote an open letter to the young woman who it was, I think her name was Thao Nguyen, T-H-A-O-N-G-U-Y-E-N, and he wrote this letter apologizing for taking a picture of her, and they put it on the Raw Times, which is like a raw food website. And his letter says...
The fact that there's a raw food website kind of shocks me.
I would like to apologize directly to you, as well as to anyone I have offended or disappointed. It seems that the media refuses to pass this on to you, so I must try, via the internet, to get this message to you myself. I am sorry for any grief or pain I may have caused you. I have never in my life done anything with the intention to hurting anyone in any way, and I feel terrible that this incident has done so. But now let me make myself clear without the intervention of an editor or a writer who thinks themselves some sort of specialist who can draw conclusions to my words and write them as though I had said them myself. If I had read what the press has written about me, I would think I am an effing a-hole. This mass of misquotes and statements taken out of context has created a monster unlike anything that I am or would ever wish to be. I would like to make clear to you now that I never said I wanted...
I'd like to interrupt you. In the chat room, Vanessa, you have the story wrong, Keith. He was masturbating and she took a picture of him doing it.
Oh, that's sexy.
That's why I point that out.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, that's why I said I didn't know if it was... I thought it was like an upskirt shot or something.
Hot.
Oh, so that's even better. Oh, so he didn't really do anything to her.
He was doing it to himself.
If, yeah, so I would like to make clear to you now that I never said I wanted to be a rock star. I never said I was a guru. I'm just a guy who is good at creating great recipes. I never said any of my New York activities were a replacement for my childhood thrills. I never said I have met girls who like being flashed, though I did say that people like all kinds of things, and I am sure voyeurism is not just a myth. Although, since the media flood, I have been propositioned by several women. Go figure. But most infuriating to me was that I never said that you would want to go out with me. With things being as they are now, it would be ludicrous to even think so. I was asked by Russell Smith of New York Magazine, if this situation had never occurred and Tao had met you in your restaurant, what do you think that Tao would think of you? My reply to him was that I cannot make any judgment about that, as people are all different, and they like or dislike people for many reasons. I cannot decide that for anyone. He kept pushing me for some sort of statement, and he came back to it several times, so I reluctantly replied, if Tao had met me here in the light of my true life, as I am to all my friends and patrons, I suppose she may not even notice me. She may dislike or even hate me for one reason or another, or she may think I was nice and want to go out with me. That is up to the individual. Keep in mind, this woman took a picture of him masturbating on the train, and this is his apology to her. Rambling insanity.
By the way, what was her last name? Did they give her last name?
I couldn't pronounce it. N-G-U-Y-E-N, like the guy on 21 Jump Street.
Gwen.
That's really how it's pronounced?
Gwen.
Okay.
But yeah, because there was a woman named Tao who used to work at my company who doesn't work there anymore, and I was totally like, holy crap, tell me this woman had this happen to her. It's not.
Of course, in the wake of the media storm, any woman would have to be very forgiving, to say the least, and look beyond their depiction of me to even want to talk to me. I do not blame you or anyone for your ill feelings toward me, and I certainly would not expect any forgiveness. This is to be expected. The man the media have created is a sick man. My frustrations are with the media, as they continually approach me, promising me the chance to clear the air with their readers. I cooperate and trust that they will hold to their promise, only later to become the victim again of their own agenda to sensationalize the story and create a character worthy of the reader's fascination. They have lied over and over to me and their readers. They create statements from pieces of things I said. They destroy lives without regard for others.
Well, that's not necessarily so far. So basically, this dude whacked his bag. A girl took a picture of it. He whacked his bag in public and was showing her. And his way of saying he's sorry to her is by saying that the media did it to him.
As for my feelings towards you, Tao, I cannot comment, as I do not really know anything about you any more than you really know anything about me. On some level, however, I would like to thank you for your efforts in this matter. You have been very brave to stick your neck out for what you believe in, and that is more than most people will ever do in their life. I hope you are getting what you want from this, and maybe even creating something that will have a lasting effect. I will become a better man as a result of this judgment, and commit to counseling and contemplation of my shortcomings. This is my promise to you, the people of America, and the world.
And this guy, he's a famous raw food chef?
As for the press, I will no longer speak to you, as your intention will always be to destroy people. You and the media, my so-called friends, can F.O.
Here's the thing.
He actually wrote F.O.
I'm asking you questions, and you just keep reading the story.
Because I have to get through the end of it.
Yeah. So what is he's raw food chef?
It's not even famous. How can a raw food chef really be famous? I guess in the raw foods community, he might be.
I've seen some raw food chefs on the Food Network and stuff. So he might be a guy that I know.
Like, just don't you just want to like fade into obscurity for a while after this happens? You know, like. Do you need to publish this crazy rambling letter? You would have liked to date me if we met in a different situation.
I mean, you're trying to rationalize what a guy who thought it was it was normal to masturbate on a train and show people what he was doing. You're trying to say that, hey, doesn't he realize that he should be doing this instead? He doesn't know well enough to keep it in his pants in public. You know? That's a little odd. Just a thought. Couple quick things before we get ready to go. Just thought I'd mention the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei has said yesterday that the Gulf region will be crippled if the U.S. attempts to go in there.
Kill him.
End of the world coming soon, friends. It's coming soon.
Kill him, his family, his followers. Kill them all.
Strangely, that's the day after Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Kill him.
Said he would welcome talks by anyone, including the United States, about them not...
killing him?
Yes, them not killing him. Them not enriching uranium and pursuing their nuclear program. Something that's just bothering me.
Somebody's writing checks to uranium?
Who's going to cash it out? Other couple things, if you didn't know. 17 years ago, Tiananmen Square.
Kill him. Actually, when the people protested John McCain speaking at the new university, which isn't it funny when every time it's like some like Nazi sympathizer speaks at a university, everyone cries out that they're stepping on their free speech when they don't let them when they don't want them to speak there. But John McCain, there was like these big protests when he spoke at the new university, and Bob Kerry, who's the
he just lost to Bush in the election, right?
That guy. No, this is the other guy that used to lose in president. Races. Bob Kerry compared the kids that protested John McCain to the students in Tiananmen Square. Standing up in a liberal New York City school to protest a white Republican male is exactly the same as getting run over by a tank in China.
Does it possibly get better than that?
I just have one other thing to tell you.
Well, I have like six, and I'm really annoyed that I'm not going to get them out.
The only 15-letter word that can be spelled without repeating a letter is uncopyrightable.
Nice. Cedric Benson, Leon Joe, new starters over in Chicago. That means Thomas Jones and Lance Briggs have been dropped to second team. Both Pro Bowls. Thomas Jones' best season, Lance Briggs a Pro Bowl last year. I love it.
Cedric Benson? Well, really?
Because of something stupid.
Ricky Williams, 4 yards on 7 carries in his debut in the CFL.
Good stuff. Thanks, everybody, for checking out Best in Show. We're going to see you guys next week here in the magical wonderland that we call tpsradio.net. Check out the website. Buy some shirts. Call us up. Let us know things. 100K, goodbye to you forever. Keith, I'll see you next week.
Maybe.
for our buddy Veal Chop, calling it out. It's the real show that the censors don't want you to hear. Best in show, unabridged, unedited. Not for public consumption. With the truth.
I'm 100K.
And I'm Keith.
Hey, Chris, Keith.
Yeah? What are we doing?
What's going on in Arizona these days?
Some dudes are banging homers, bro. Dudes are banging homers.
You mean they're finding dudes that root for their own team and taking them home?
Sexually and emotionally.
The Diamondbacks never get a call their way. Come here, buddy. I like your style.
You know, I just want to talk about this for a second and actually be human for a minute, and then we can go back to being those guys. When they do the replays on Tuesdays, which I didn't even mention on the show today, when they do the replays on Tuesdays and Fridays here on TPSRadio.net, do they play this? Or do you think he cuts it off?
Oh, yeah. See, I was...
Dude!
Hi, I'm 100K.
And I'm Keith. And this is the news they don't want you to hear. Air America.
Did you know Maggie Gyllenhaal's got her own show on Air America now?
She's kissing the best kissers on MTV.
She really doesn't, though.
Might as well. Are we going to start doing our political commentary show at any point on TBS Radio called Pinko in the Brain? Because I desperately want that to be our show. Bro, enough BS.
If you're Pinko, then left wing has no hope anymore.
Exactly. Enough of this crap, bro. Who's taking the AL Central?
The Kansas City Royals.
KC!
With a record of 122-40.
AL West.
Texas Rangers.
Rangers! What about the East? How you doing? Dude, I might even interrupt it and just put on how you doing for the rest of this.
Good.
I can? I didn't load it. I'm not going to bother. I said I'm not going to do it. It's up to you to talk.
St. Louis Central. Mets in the East with a record of 141-21.
What about the West? Did you say that first? I didn't even hear it.
The West?
Yeah, NL West.
Dude, Zona.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that.
And the winner of the 2007 Cy Young Award in the International League.
Joey Baseballs.